Mark Fukerl still has a BB lodged in his heart. His right leg is amputated above the knee, and it's not clear if his left leg can be saved. But the Stoneham, Massachusetts man is out of the hospital. He's now in rehab at Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital here in Boston. He's one of the final Boston Marathon bombing victims to get out of the hospital. On April 15th, when the bombs went off near the marathon finish line on Boylston Street, Fukerl was fortunate he even made it to Massachusetts General Hospital. Here and Now's Martha Biebinger has his story.
By the time the firefighter working on Mark Fukerl called for help, all available ambulances had left Boylston Street full of marathon bombing patients. A police officer carried Fukerl, his skin still smoldering, to a police wagon, typically used to transport prisoners. They raced to Mass General.
Yeah, with one of the police officers screaming out the window, "Get out of the way." I think I might have been on the bench part of the seat and the firefighter was trying to hold me on there. I don't know, I slammed my head a lot.
Surgeons told Fukerl that if he'd arrived 2 or 3 minutes later than he did, he would have died. But now, after 45 days in what Fukerl calls a 10-star hospital, after surgeries that included multiple skin grafts, induced comas, and dozens of tests, the Stoneham native is ready to begin rehab. He'll start rebuilding strength in his arms. Fukerl cups the stub of his right thigh, the wound layered in bandages.
It's still wide open. It hasn't been healed or shut yet. I mean, it has its moments where it has its sharp pains. The meds can't do nothing about it.
Fukerl's remaining leg, in a knee-length cast, is red, scarred, and still riddled with scrap metal.
The left leg is improving. It's questionable if it's how functionable it's going to be. Potentially, I could be a double amputee. But the doctors have a strong hope for it.
Fukerl also has head injuries from shrapnel. He isn't sure if they will leave permanent damage. His uncertain medical condition makes applying for the One Fund difficult. Survivors with permanent brain injuries, or those who lost both legs, will receive more of the nearly $38 million than single amputees and other patients. The application, based on injuries to date, is due in 2 weeks. Fukerl is grateful for the fund, but realizes his share won't come close to covering his costs.
I mean, the One Fund's a great thing. I can't believe how many people have stepped up. The good that's out there in this world is just phenomenal. And, you know, we're all hurting. You know, I don't know what my outcome's going to be when I get out of here and what kind of bills I'm going to have. And that's starting to stress me out.
Fukerl has health insurance through his employer, Marshall Roofing, but he's not sure if it will cover all his medical bills. His sister, Stephanie Barron, set up a fund that has raised almost $150,000 so far. But a state-of-the-art prosthetic limb costs more than $100,000, and they wear out every 3 years or so.
We can wheel you in, Grammy.
Fukerl's 89-year-old grandmother is one of 7 family members who pack into his room for a send-off. Doctors and nurses stop by, too. Some remember Fukerl arriving as a charred, mangled man, barely holding on to life. Nurse anesthetist Amanda Hybrader recalls Fukerl as distressed patient C.
I felt determined that I was going to find out what his name was, who he was, what he was all about. And now I know.
What do you know?
He's an inspiration to a lot of people. The evil that happened is not going to beat him. He's going to beat it.
There are lots of tears of relief and gratitude.
Every day has been a step forward and then 4 steps back, and it's like finally we have a solid step forward.
Jen Regan is Fukerl's fiancée and the mother of their 5-year-old son, Gavin. She says Gavin cries a lot at night, asking for his dad.
I'm just excited. I'm excited for Gavin to see him in a new place, and I don't know. It's just a good day. It's a good day.
Fukerl hopes to be home after a month or two in rehab and go ahead with plans to marry Regan. But she's told Fukerl it won't happen until he's ready to dance.
I don't have a choice. She's going to make me. You know, and like I said, if it's with one prosthesis or if it's with 2, I'm still going to do it.
As he leaves Mass General, few who know Fukerl doubt that promise.
Here and Now is Martha Biebinger. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.